Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, this is Jessica giving you today's Daily Phil. As a young mom, I quickly learned that the success of any trip out of the house depended on how prepared I was. Water bottle, check. Goldfish crackers, check. Baby wipes, color crayons, matchbox cars, check, check, check. With each outing, my backpack was filled with proven tools that solve or at least soothe any situation that I might encounter. Having these items gave me confidence for the outing. Have no fear of them, nor be troubled, but in your hearts honor Christ, the Lord as holy. Always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for your hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect. 1 Peter 3:14-15. How does one prepare to make a defense? What gives someone the confidence to respond? The Apostle Peter reveals that when Christ is the central focus of your life and honored as such in the posture of your heart, you can have confidence because transformation is taking place. When the holiness of God changes fear into faith, anger into love, bitterness into compassion, perversions into purity, or isolation into connectedness, there is so much experience of hope that it can't help but flow out of you. Yes, words do matter, but so do the embodied changes experienced by others in your tone, posture, and actions. Your experience of being continually transformed into Christ-likeness is your preparation, and your metaphorical backpack gets filled with practices like prayer, study, meditation, memorization of scripture, commitment to community, and obedience to living out love as Jesus did. While as a mom, I may have packed and carried items that I never utilized, this is never the case when it comes to carrying Christ. He's what people need. Be prepared and bring Him with you. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed. 2 Corinthians 4:7-9. May you be filled with hope today and every day because of Jesus.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.